businesses and corporations suddenly changes hands. You know, it's owned by a corporation with a lot of stockholders, and stockholders may change, but the corporation doesn't. So what's happened over the years is that corporations have seen their property taxes stay very, very low, while residential property, which tends to turn over about every 5 to 7 years, always gets revalued at whatever price.
Fair market value, right. Now, is that the situation for Chevron, or they must be a significant taxpayer to the city of Richmond, but are they paying their fair share?
Well, probably not. You know, refineries are sort of in a special bubble as far as taxation goes, and Richmond has been fighting with Chevron over property taxes for years. Chevron has routinely appealed their property taxes to the county appeals board, and sometimes they've won, but they kind of got a shock a couple of years ago when the appeals board actually raised their taxes instead of lowering them. And we still fight with them all the time, and probably will continue to. We had another instance, I guess it's been about 4 years ago now, where we got into a dispute with them over their utility user taxes. And it's too long a story to go into. But the upshot of it is that we settled out of court with them. They paid the city $114 million.
Well, that's not a tacky settlement. That's a pretty nice piece of change.
Yeah, that was nice.
That may be why they're putting in so many millions into these mayors and city council races, Tom.
Well, that's why they do it. If they can save $100 million with a $4 million investment in an election, that's a pretty good return on your investment.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't equal the bar bill in a month for a company the size of Chevron with hundreds of billions of dollars worth of assets. We're talking to Tom Butts, and he's running for mayor of Richmond, California, which has been sort of a progressive beachhead in terms of policies of every kind. How can people get in touch and give you some support, Tom, if they're interested, from your old Arkansas friends?
The easiest thing to do is just go to my website, which is tombutt.com. That's all one word, tombutt, TOMBUTT.com. And all the information's on there.
Excellent. And the election is coming right up. Is early voting going on now?
It is. It actually started back in the first week in October. And so a lot of people have voted already.
Yes, it makes an interesting campaign when, as new issues break, people have already, gone to the ballot box. But anything you expect from Chevron here in the last couple of days before the election, or is it starting to calm down?
Well, Richmond has a long tradition of last-minute hit pieces. And the hit pieces on candidates they don't like actually started early on, and they've been coming out by the dozens. But in Richmond, we always have some really nasty hit pieces the last week before the election. If you get them out the last week before the election, then nobody knows exactly where they come from. And I'm sure there will be some this time.
Well. What a thing to look forward to, huh? Talk about the excitement of local politics. When you know it's coming, you still have to duck and cover. Tom, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Obviously, it's been a tough race. We want to wish you all the luck in the world running for mayor out there, and we hope you'll keep us in mind once you're elected, and anything you want to try in terms of breaking new ground, again, we want to keep abreast of it. Tom said that if you want to give him some support, it's tombutt.com. Right, Tom?
That's right.
So any last comment, Tom? I heard you about to say something as I was giving your website.
Well, I was going to tell you, we talked about Andrew Young and Coca-Cola. You know, 4 years ago, Richmond was the first city in the United States to float a
soda tax.
We put on the ballot a soda tax, sugar sweetened beverage tax, and the beverage industry came in here and spent $2 million. Now Berkeley and San Francisco have one on the ballot, and the beverage industry is spending $10 million in those two cities. And I suspect one of them may pass. It'll be the first one in the United States if it does.
Well, we'll cross our fingers. This has been Wade Rathke with Wade's World. Next week, we'll talk about environmental hazards in neighborhoods in Los Angeles. But speaking of beverages, the next show up is our favorite DJ, Alexia. Thank you from Wade's World. Thank you, Tom Butts. Over.